Random House Audio presents The Power Broker, Robert Moses and the Fall of New York by Robert A. Caro, Volume 3, read for you by Robertson Dean. Chapter 35. R.M. The man who ruled the empire called Triborough ruled it absolutely. There were other members on the boards of its four constituent public authorities, but the decisions were all his. Visiting Moses on Randall's Island one day, Cleveland Rogers rose to leave when two men came into his office, but Moses said not to bother. There was an exchange of questions and answers, a very brief exchange, after which the two men quickly departed. Asking who they were, Rogers learned that he had been sitting through a monthly meeting of the Triborough Bridge Authority. The passion that fired that man, who in 1948 celebrated his 60th birthday, was the passion that had fired that man at 30, the passion for tangible, physical accomplishment, and for the power which that accomplishment produced. And if age had not slaked his appetite for power and achievement, neither had it slaked his appetite for the means to power and achievement, work. No strictly rational explanation could account for the voraciousness of that appetite. In his early days of power, he had sloughed off all hobbies and relaxations save swimming. Now, 25 years later, he still had no other hobbies or relaxations. He still did not golf, did not play bridge, did not attend sporting events or the theater. In 1960, Ernie Clark gave him tickets to the musical comedy Fiorello. Because of its subject, Moses went, and in thanking Clark, mentioned to him that it had been the first Broadway...